All right, Perek Hey. Na'aman sar tzava melech aram haya ish gadol lifnei adonav un so panim kivon asan adonai tshuva la'aram v'ish haya gibor chayel mitzora. So we know Aram, we know about the king of Aram. They've throughout the last 100 years have become a pesk for Am Yisrael. If the Plishtim were a pesk for Am Yisrael throughout the Tkufa of Shaul and David, so Aram seems to be the pesk. Okay, sometimes on good terms, sometimes on bad terms with Am Yisrael. And there's this general, and this general, his name is Na'aman. Na'aman, and he's a chashuva general. And Kanirah, he even had some sort of schus, mitzad Hashem, that through Na'aman, Aram was successful in some of the wars. But he was a mitzora. He had saras. Now, maybe another time we can discuss, do going get saras bechal, meaning pasha that they do. But it's interesting how it fits with our general understanding of what saras is, and saras, and lashon hara. That's clearly not the case over here. There's clearly cases in which people are mitzoras, even though that it has nothing to do with lashon hara. So Na'aman is a mitzora. Va'aram yatzuk dudim va'ishbu meretz Yisrael na'arak tana va'tihi lifnei eishes Na'aman. So this was just a sort of, the Tanakh doesn't tell us about this all the time, but I imagine in those days this was a common thing. That when they went to go and conquer cities, both Am Yisrael and the Goyim, they would take young girls and make them slaves. So there was this one slave who was in the house, serving in the house of Na'aman. Vatomer al Givirta, Achalei Adoni lifnei Hanavi Asher Bishomron, Az Yasov Oso Mitzarato. So she says, this young girl. She says, you know what, we should go and speak to the Navi about his tzaras. We should speak to the Navi about the tzaras, and he's going to be able to get healed. What's interesting about this statement? Huh? The Kohen also, Nachon, that's Dafka, an interesting point, is why is he going to Elisha? But also, like, why does she want him to get better? Isn't she like the... She's being oppressed. Huh? So I think it's pashut that that's what happens here. Okay? I don't think it's so rachok to say that clearly she's been in captivity for a long time. She doesn't really know anything else. Unless maybe this is her break for, you know, she figures that if they let her go to the Navi, maybe she'll get free.
What if they were nice to her?
Huh?
What if they were nice to her?
It could be that they were nice to her. That's how Stockholm Syndrome works, I think, for the most part. I think so, or at least they find some sort. People find some form of humanity in their capturer. So how nice they were, I don't know. Psukim don't tell us, but either way, she suggests let's go to the Navi and let's try to figure this out. So the general understands that as powerful as he is. He can't just go to Shomron. He can't just show up one day with this request to talk to the Navi. So who does he go to? He goes to the king, right? There's diplomatic ways of doing things, right? You got to go to the ambassador. The ambassador has to speak to that ambassador. It's not like we don't... There were streams of ways that countries interacted. So he goes to the king and he wants to get permission first. Vayomer Melech Aram Lech Bo Veshlacha Sefer Al Melech Yisrael Vayelach Vayikach Biado Eser Kikari Kesef V'Sheishes Alafim Zahav Eser Chalifos Gadim. So the king says, "Go ahead. I have a message that I want to send to the king of Am Yisrael, anyways, to Yehoram. So take this gold, take this silver. Kanirah, the gold and silver was not for the king, but it was for the Navi. Right? That's how Nevi'im worked in that world." You bought the Navi, right? So let's keep that in mind, that he wants to pay the Navi. V'aveh ha-sefer al-melech Yisrael l'imor, v'ata kevo ha-sefer ha-zer lecha inei shalachti, elecha es Na'aman avdi v'asafto mitz'arato. So he brings this letter, says exactly what he needs. V'ayikikro melech Yisrael es ha-sefer, v'ayikra b'gadav, v'ayomer ha-elohim ani la-hamisu la-chayos, Ki achdeuna ureu ki misanehu li. He tears his clothing. He starts to freak out. Chavra, what is he scared about? He can't heal him. Where is he going to heal him from? At least until this point, it's not clear that there's anything about the Navi, right? He doesn't know, or maybe even if it was clear that he was supposed to send him to the Navi, like, Yehoram and the Navi don't really get along. And we've seen that before. So Yehoram thinks that what? He doesn't really want to get saved from his tzaras. This is just like a petach for like a reason to start a war. However, we've seen wars been started over even less significant things. So he figures that this is all just like a scene, you know, like a petach to start problems. So he tears his clothing and he says, like, what did I do? Like, why am I deserving of this? I can make this guy alive. I can make him dead. I could revive him from his saras. And he has no hava mina that bichlal he's going to go to the Navi. Vayikishmoa Elisha, Isha Elohim ki kara melech Yisrael begadav, vayishlacha melech limor lama karata begadecha. Elisha either hears derech nevua, or he hears through the channels which he usually hears things about the international issues that are going on in the palace. He hears that there's this whole issue going on. So he comes to the king and he says, "Why are you tearing your clothing? What's happening?" Yavo na'elai ve'yeda ki yesh navi b'Yisrael. This is a great opportunity for what? For a Kiddush Hashem. For, you know, like maybe even to like make this situation better, right? If I heal the greatest general of Melech Aram, so like maybe that'll be good for us. So the king agrees. Vavo na'aman b'susav u'birichbo v'yamod pesach habayis le'elisha. But pay attention. Where does he come? Naaman comes to Elisha's house. Why doesn't he just meet him at the palace? What do you guys think? Why doesn't he just meet him at the palace?
It would be degrading for him to be like seen in that state. He'd rather just go like very young. He doesn't want his enemies to see.
Ah, Mitzad the general.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Elisha doesn't want to go to.
Maybe what Elisha's saying over here is that, like, I don't need to, like, go to anyone. You know, like, if, you know, the Rebbe doesn't go, you know, like, you want a miracle? You can come and, I think there's, like, an educational piece here that he's trying to give over to the general, which is, like, the Nevi'im by us, we don't work like the Nevi'im by you. How do the Nevi'im work by you? You pay us off, you buy us, you this, you that. They come, they beg, they take care of you. Whatever you say, they do.
Well, he probably also had like a small house.
Right, probably had, you know, like a Chafetz Chaim house, yeah. Right. So he says, come over here. So he comes with his whole entourage. Why does he bring his whole entourage? To show that what? I'm a significant person. I am a general. Yo, look at all my people. Vayishlach elav Elisha malach limor. And he does even go straight to him. He just sends a messenger out, right? Maybe this Gehazi. Malach limor haloch verachatzta sheva pa'amim b'yardein v'yashov b'sarcha l'cha utahar. And what does he say? Go to the mikveh. Go to the mikveh in the Yardein, duck seven times in the mikveh, and that's it. That's it. So there's no interaction between Elisha and the general, and he just says, okay, it's a simple thing. You just go and you dump in the mikvah. Vayiktzof Naaman vayelach. Vayomer, hine amarti ela yitzei yatzo. Ve'amad ve'kara b'shem Adonai Elohav. Ve'hinif yado el ha'makom ve'asaf ha'metzora. He gets upset. Why does he get upset? He says, where's the show? The Navi is supposed to go outside. He's supposed to daven to Hashem. He's supposed to throw his hands up. He's supposed to make a whole scene. Where's the whole scene? You're just telling me that I should go and dump in the mikvah. Halo tov amanau parpar naharos damesek mikol meme Yisrael. Halo erchatz bahem v'taharti vayifen vayilech b'chema. He says the rivers in Damascus are much nicer than this Yarden. I'll just go and dump in the mikvah there. What are you doing? What are you telling me? Dump in the mikvah. And he walks away angry. So clearly, what does he hold? He holds that the whole Nevuah thing is like, almost like, it's very pagan. It's like a show. It's a show that he's got to come out, and he's got to come with his whole chariots, and everything sort of has to work in the way which his pagan view of prophecy goes. And he runs away. He gets out of there. Vayikshu avadav vaydabru alav vayomru avi davar gadol. Hanavi diber elecha halo ta'aseh. Va'af ki amar elecha rachatzu tahar. His advisors like say, like you made this whole travel all the way here, and like maybe there's something to what he's saying. Maybe just try. I think there's another thing over here. I think Naaman doesn't feel like he needs to do anything in this process, right? That's like that's the way of power, right? Is that you don't have to do anything; things are done for you, right? Elisha telling him he has to go to the mikvah. It's not that Elisha's going to come out and he's going to make a whole show and things are going to poof away. There's got to be an avoda. You got to go to the mikvah. You got to do something. There has to be ishtadlus. So they say, come on, do it. You know, like you're already here. Vayered vayitbol b'yardein sheva pa'amim kedvar isha elohim. Vayashav b'saro kibsar na'ar katon vayitar. Beautiful. He comes back, Benny. Comes right off the plane from Florida. And what? That's it. He dumps in the mikvah and he comes back like he's got baby skin. Baby skin, beautiful. Vayashav el isha elohim. Hu v'chol machaneu v'yavo v'yamod l'fanav v'yomer hinei na yadati. Ki ein elohim b'chol ha'aretz. Ki im b'Yisrael. Whoa. This general comes and says, now I know that there's no other God besides for the God of Am Yisrael. Please take this. Take this gesture. Take this gesture, Elisha. What's this gesture? All that money which the king of Aram gave him to give. Vayomer, so what does Elisha say? Vayomer, Chai Adonai Asher Amadeti Lefanav Imekach. I won't take a dime from you, not a shekel, not a cent. Vayiftor bo lakachas vayimayim. He tries to insist. Chevra, Benny, where in Sefer Bereishis do we know about someone who insists on giving him a gift, some money, and someone says no? By Avram. Why? Where? That also? Where else? By Melch Sodom, with the 5 and the 4, right? Right? Melch Sodom says what? Huh? What does he say? He says, I want to give you this money. I want to give you the spoils. You can take some of the spoils. What does Avram say? Chas v'shalom, that they're going to say that Avram became rich because of the spoils. Elisha is saying something similar. He says, this isn't how Nevuah works. Nevi'im don't get rich from rich people. You can't just buy us. You can't just buy us. We're not politicians. Okay? Anyone who's following in the whole matzah right now with the TFX or whatever that company is, you can't just like spend hundreds of million dollars on the Democrats, you know, give them all their money and just buy them. That's not how Nevuah works. You don't just buy policy. Okay? Huh? You can what? You can do that with Democrats? Okay, whatever. You can do it with Republicans also. Anyways, the point is, Chavra, Nevi'im are not politicians. Or at least that's what the message the Navi is trying to say. Vayomer Naaman, velo yutan al avadecha masat semed pradim adama. So he says, okay, listen, I was inspired. This is an amazing thing. You're not going to take my gift. At least let me take something from you. Let me take some dirt back to Damascus. Let me take some dirt back to where I live. Ki lo yaseh od avdecha. I'm going to go back to where I come from, and I'm going to build a mizbeach. I'm going to build a mizbeach out of the dirt, the chol of Eretz Yisrael. However, when the Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael 100 years ago, they used to kiss the ground because they realized even the dirt of Eretz Yisrael was so pure, was so beautiful. So he says, this Rasha Marusha, this Ovid Avodah Zarah, he says, let me take some dirt. I'm going to bring it back to Chutz La'aretz. I'm going to build a Mizbeach there. Right? It's like when we take water from the Arizal's mikvah and we bring it back to wherever it is. Okay? So that's what he says. Madavar hazeh yislach adonai lavadecha bevo adonai beis rimon lishtachavo shama v'hu nishan al yadi vishtachavisi beis rimon vishtachavisi beis rimon yislach nal adonai lavadecha badavar hazeh. And he says, Beis Rimon. Beis Rimon was one of these places, one of these shuls that they used to have, these Bati Avodah Zara. So he says, I'm going to go back there, and when I'm bowing down, when I'm davening, I'm only going to be davening to Hashem. So I'm still going to be in like the matzav of Avodah Zara, but that's like my heart is going to be with Hashem. Elisha almost like doesn't even like reply to him. He says, "Vayomerlo lech l'shalom." Do whatever you want. Like he's clearly like you could take the dirt, you could rub it on you can go to the Dead Sea, you could do whatever you do your thing. I'm not lech l'shalom. Vayelch miito kivrat aretz. Kivrat Aretz. No, Chevra, come on, wake up. Kivrat Aretz. Chevra, this is the example of the Ramban, okay? The Ramban with Beit Lechem, okay? Where is Rachel buried? Is it Kivrat Aretz? Is it a long place? Is it a short place? The Ramban says that I used to think that it was a long place. But what? When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I realized that it was a long place. And that's what we said. Pshatim HaMitchachim. Pshatim HaMitchachim Chol Yom. No, he realized that it was a short place. He used to think it was a long place. Then he realized that it was a short place. So Kivrat Aretz is the only other place in Tanakh. Kivrat Aretz. Okay. So Kivrat Aretz over here sounds like what? What does Kivrat Aretz sound like? Kivrat Aretz sounds like it's long, from the Shomron all the way up to Aram. Yeah. It could be all relatively, yeah.
Isn't it kind of bad how Elisha just turns like away from the general and just says like he doesn't, even though the general is like kind of trying to bring monotheism into his life, he just like turns a blind.
It's clearly not taking monotheism. Like I think it's like a half of a gesture, what he's doing. He's like, when I'm doing Avodah Zarah, I'll also be thinking about God. Or I'll only be thinking about God.
But
right?
The fact that he made that half a gesture, like maybe Elisha could have tried, and it was like...
It could be, but Kenny Red, that wasn't the message that he was trying to give over. I think the message that he was trying to give over, it could have been even to the Jewish king, even more than to Naaman, which is like, you don't just buy Nevi'im. That's not what we do. I think that's the Iker message of this parak, is that like, you can't buy us. And we're going to see how that becomes clear a little bit over the next few psukim. But I hear your question, I hear the concern, meaning like, it was an opportunity to make a great Kiddush Hashem. And I think to a certain extent, he made the Kiddush Hashem already. He says right, this statement of Hinei No Yadati Ki Ein Elohim B'chol Ha'aretz Ki Yisrael. Now, Elisha like says, do whatever you want, like with the dirt and with the things, but like that's already your picture. You already know that there's a God. Yeah,
I was going to say like he already did a Kiddush Hashem.
Right.
His goal isn't to like convert the Jews.
Right. Yeah, but he's saying I understand his point. His point is like this looks like an act towards monotheism, and like he could have highlighted that. Think about it. Okay, take a look. Okay, let's go weiter. Pasuk kaf. What is it? A bug? Okay. Vayomer Gehazi Chara Gehazi says, Vayomer Gehazi in Arya Elisha, Isha Elohim, Hine Chasach Adoni Es Naaman Harami Hazemi Kachas Miado Es Asher Hivi. Chai Adonai ki imratzti acharav velakachti meito meuma. The Mefarshim point out that when it says Vayomer Gehazi, it means belibo. He says this to himself. He says, come on, we just lost a huge opportunity. What was this huge opportunity? We just gave up all that money. Are you crazy? There was a Kiddush Hashem. It's okay if you make a Kiddush Hashem, you could also take the money. Right? You could also take the donation. But he says, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to make sure that we're going to take the donation. Vayirdov Gehazi achrei Naaman, vayir'e Naaman ratz acharav, vayipol me'al ha'merkavah likraso vayomer ha'shalom. So Naaman sees Gehazi, kanira, he saw him before. And he says, what, is everything okay? Vayomer shalom adoni shalchani le'mor, hine atazeh bo elai shnei na'arim me'har Ephraim yibnei ha'nevi'im. T'na lahem ki kar kesef u'shtei chalifos gadim. He says, Elisha, there was a few chevra that came from the yeshiva, from the B'nai Nevi'im, The Taker could use some of the money, so maybe you give it to them, like just a little bit. He doesn't ask for the whole sum, but he says, "Give me shtei chalifos, like kikar kesef, for this chaver who just showed up." So he's lying, meaning he's lying. He's making this whole story up to make a buck, to make a quick buck. Vayomer Naaman ho'el kach kikarayin. No, take twice the amount. Don't worry. Vayifrotz bo vayatzar kikarayin kesef b'shnei charitim u'shtei chalifos gadim vayitin el shnei ne'arav vayisu lefanav. So he goes, takes this away. Pasuk of Daled. Vayavo el ha'ofel vayikach mi'adam vayifkod babayis vayishalach es ha'anashim vayilechu. So He gives out a little bit of this thing and probably takes a bigger chunk for himself. V'huba v'yamod el Adonav v'yomer elav Elisha me'ayin gechazi. Where you come from? That's a nice jacket you're wearing, right? V'yomer lo halach avdecha ana v'ana. No, I didn't go. I'm not going anywhere, right, Benny? He's not going anywhere. Vayomer elav lo libi halach kasher hafach ish me'al merkavto likrasecha. Ha'is lakachas es hakesem v'lakachas v'gadim v'zeisim u'kramim v'tzon u'bakar v'avadim u'shvachos. Slaps him right in the face with these words. He says, "You think I'm an idiot? I'm a Navi, remember? You think you could pull a quick one on me? I know what you're wearing. That's Gucci. What do you think you're doing here? What do you think you're doing here? You're missing the entire point. The entire point of not taking money was to show Naaman that we don't take money, that you can't buy us. It's the whole point. So what's the Mida Keneged Mida? The Mida Keneged Mida, take a look. Vitzaras Naaman tidbak becha ubizaracha laolam. Naaman got it. And therefore the Tzaras left, he was healed. But now the Tzaras, which Naaman had to learn the lesson through, you clearly did not learn the lesson. And therefore this is a clear Mida Keneged Mida against Naaman. Right? Vayitzei milfanav mitzara kashalig. And he walks out like a snow, like a mitzora. Crazy thing. And Elisha is trying to say to Gehazi, this is, remember, we said throughout the earlier prakim, Gehazi is not so successful. Right? Everything that he does, not so successful. You know, he tries to go to the woman, and he says this, and he says that, but I just want to say one quick thing, which is, and with this we'll finish, is that there's a Ramban in this week's Parsha. Is anyone learning Ramban this year? So the Ramban in this week's parsha, a little bit. It's good. Chavra, if you want to learn Chumash, let's start with Rashi, obviously, but the next thing that you got to do is the Ramban. The Ramban is absolutely fantastic. The Ramban says that relating to a different parak. But either way, the point is still important. The Ramban says, why is it that Yaakov gets upset at Rachel? For, right, what does Rachel say? Rachel says, why didn't you daven for me? Give me children. I'm going to die. So Ramban has a whole back and forth in his parish as to why exactly, why is she upset, and what is he upset about, and what is his answer, and what is her answer. And the Ramban over there points out, he says, hello, even if she wasn't a tzaddikah, even if she wasn't megiya la litpalel avura, like even if she wasn't worthy of the tefillah, we see that sometimes tzaddikim daven for even people that aren't worthy of a tefillah. And he says, interestingly enough, I never thought about this, but when we think about the Isha Shunamit, and we think about the other woman, by Elio and Elisha, are those women Jewish? When I read the Pesukim, it was parsed that they're Jewish, right? The Ramban says that they're not Jewish. He says, Nashim Nochriot. I'm not sure where the Ramban gets that from, but it's interesting. Meaning, I can understand. The Ramban is saying that one lady lives in Shunam, which is not in Eretz Yisrael. The other lady lives in Sidon, right, where Eliyahu runs away to. So both of those places are non-Jewish. So then the Ramban says that they're not Jewish. Stam, I don't know if it changes the impact of the story, but it definitely it changes something. Anyways, shkoyach, guys.